Yeah. Happy Monday. It's Monday. You're listening to the People's Podcast on thingsdeshas.net, a podcast called Sting. That's not true.
You know what? When in doubt, when we can't think of anything else to play, there's always this.
And there's that. And
exactly. See?
Right on, man. Yeah, this is the wrestling show. We weren't here last week because nothing happened last week. But this week, boy, do we got a show for you.
Yeah, there was a blizzard the last week.
Yeah, there was a blizzard. So
a blizzard.
So we're turning up the heat this week. Not only do we have the news and wrestling and all that stuff, but we also have an exclusive interview with Trina Michaels, who you may know as she's managed and evolved Dragon Gate USA, FIP, and she's got the 2010 AVN Crossover Award from crossing over from the adult entertainment industry into pro wrestling. She's on the show later.
And
you can win a date with her.
She also managed the Lunatic Fringe before he was the Lunatic Fringe.
Before he was the Lunatic Fringe. I should have asked her about that. Did he have a Lunatic Fringe going on at that point? Did he pay for his cabs back then?
He walk in like sub-zero degree
did
cold
he just...
from arena to arena?
Yeah, he never drove anywhere. He walked the whole time.
He just walked.
In the
By the way, we should praise that show because that was on short notice.
Yes.
That Raw episode in the blizzard was very, very good.
They did a very good job with it. I'm sure they pissed off a lot of cable companies, but I mean...
What could they do?
Like, yeah, they can't do anything. WWE.
What does they want them to do? Do an episode of Raw with no audience, with no live audience?
That'd be. They could do it like a Memphis style where they just have a ring set up and you just have them wrestling. And there's
just
like
cut promos.
There's like five people watching. I love those, man.
You could have like put some of the production crew, put catering in the audience.
Yeah, I've been watching so much old Memphis wrestling, and like Lance Russell is so great, and he's not even. I'll preface it by saying he's not even a good wrestling announcer by wrestling standards. He's just like, he'll tell you that, oh, there's a show going on this weekend at the Mid-South Coliseum. And I'm like, I want to go to that show. I want to go back
in
time.
It's like how Sean Mooney used to do.
Yeah, except he's way better than Sean Mooney. Because he was just like he had a warm, fatherly voice. And he would just be like...
Like Bob Caudle.
Yeah,
who
exactly.
I really like, by the way.
That's why I like Bob Caudle, too. He's like, well, there's a...
I love his voice.
There's a show at the Georgia Dome going on this weekend. I'm like, I want to go back in time and go to that show because Jerry Lawler is fighting. What was his name?
Nick Bockwinkel.
Nick Bockwinkel or God, I'm watching a feud right now. It's him and
He feuded with Jesse Ventura one time as well.
Yeah, he's in the middle of a feud with Rick and Robert Gibson, as they were known at the time.
Robert Gibson.
Those crazy brothers. They would never amount to anything,
indeed.
Though.
No, none of them. No. Neither would Jerry Lawler, actually. He'll never go anywhere. He'll never be in the Hall of Fame.
She's just a half-rated announcer or whatever.
By the way, his promos back in the day were awesome.
Oh, my God. I was watching. He just walked up. It was funny. Lance Russell was in the middle of running down a card, and Jerry Lawler just walks up, grabs a microphone, and just starts going. And I'm like, is this the same guy who does those crappy jokes on Raw every Monday? And in fact, it was.
Puppy.
Yeah, he was so good, man. And I saw that
now,
a couple weeks ago too.
There's a trivia question for you.
Yes.
Who was the first person to say puppies in the WWE?
I don't know.
To bring it to the public attention, anyway.
Who was?
And it wasn't Jerry the King Lawler.
Was it Sable?
No.
Who was it?
It was the Road Doggy Dog.
Of course it was. Well, speaking of which, yeah, you're right. Raw had a great show from WWE headquarters. 2 weeks ago for the Blizzard.
Yeah. They played the triple threat match.
Yes.
Which was wonderful, which I watched again.
I did.
They replayed the Royal Rumble match, which I didn't watch again.
Yeah, I fast forwarded through
that
as well.
Michael Cole, and he gets so much stick from pretty much every WWE fan in the world.
Yeah.
Just because he's not JR, right?
Right.
Was wonderful.
He is very good.
He was an absolute star.
Yeah, he is great. Have you listened to his podcast with JBL?
No.
That's very good, too. They it's funny because they fight so much on the air. They're actually really good friends.
They really are.
It's hilarious.
And they had that kind of chemistry on SmackDown, too, back in the day.
They're good, man. They're very good at their jobs. The problem comes when you've got a senile old man yelling in your ear. That's when the trouble happens.
Yes. And when you've got to try and calm Booker T down.
That's true, too.
Although he's been all right recently, to be fair. He's mellowed.
So they showed all that stuff. They had a very good confrontation between Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. And I thought,
yes,
I thought actually the fact that they did that with no audience, I think it made it better than if they had done it in front of an audience. There was just so much,
I don't know,
there was so much more tension there. I thought it was great.
I don't know how much of the old, like from 2001 WWE you've watched, but before WrestleMania 17, Austin and The Rock did the very same thing with JR.
Yeah, they had their interview.
Yeah, and it was one. It was great. Same sort of thing.
Yeah, they need to do. I mean, they shouldn't do it all the time, but they should do stuff like that more.
Yeah.
Just don't set Michael Cole on fire, anybody.
No, don't set Michael Cole on fire, please. Bless him. Also, I think, you know, I don't know whether it was a good idea, though, going back and having Roman Reigns talk about his Samoan heritage and mentioning The Rock and his uncles and all that. Do you think that helped him any?
To me, it felt like grasping at straws because you had gone so long not mentioning his lineage. I mean, we knew it, but they wouldn't.
We all knew it.
They wouldn't openly talk about it for some reason. And now all of a sudden they're like, please make me the sympathetic character. Care about me, damn it, is basically what I got from that promo. And I'm not saying it was a bad promo, but he did a better promo later.
He did. And
it was
and
much
remember,
shorter.
For all this time, before he was starting getting this, well, before the Royal Rumble anyway,
yeah,
they were pushing him as a badass.
Yes. And now he's just a sympathetic guy who, it seemed like he was whining.
It and seemed like it.
Maybe that was my interpretation of it, but he seems to me, I don't know, man. I just don't know anymore with Roman Reigns. To me, it feels like they're
making
him
sorry for him a little bit because it's really not his fault, right?
I agree with you. It's completely the way they're trying to image him. And it's funny because he is being booked to be John Cena. 100%
yes,
carbon copy of John Cena.
Which John is, Cena slash Hulk Hogan type thing. And,
which is a terrible
there
idea.
There are certain people that can do it. There are certain people that can do it. John Cena's very good at it.
Yes, of course.
Obviously, Hulk Hogan was very good at it. The Rock was very good at it.
Well, here's the thing, though. You can't, when you're trying to make a top star in wrestling, I think the success to that is making the next top star completely different from the star before that. So, like, you had Hulk Hogan, and then you had the Ultimate Warrior, who was completely different from Hulk Hogan. And then...
then you had Bret Hart.
Yeah, who was completely different from the Ultimate Warrior. And it just keeps going. Like, Austin, completely different from Bret Hart or Shawn Michaels.
Bret Hart. Then he had Shawn.
Yeah. And then Austin. And then Rock, who was completely different from Austin. It just, and
Triple
then
H. Yeah.
H. Cena, who was completely different. And now, all of a sudden, you're doing Roman Reigns, who you're presenting as exactly the same as John Cena. Of course it's not going to work.
And the thing about it is, right, Roman Reigns, the way they booked him initially when he was in the Shield, where he didn't say very much but just killed everybody.
That was awesome.
Worked.
Yeah.
That's why he got over. That's why the fans started cheering him.
He should do that again.
Because he didn't say much, and when he said something, it meant something.
He should have the Sting role where he just points at people and you know, oh man, your days are
numbered
now.
Hey, we're talking about gimmicks here. Hang on a second. You can't give him the Sting gimmick.
Pointing's not a gimmick. You can point at things.
No, that's Sting's gimmick. There's the only time you should point in the WWE is at WrestleMania, son. That's it.
Oh, man.
No pointing.
There shall be no pointing in this company for us, says.
No pointing. That's going to be my edict if I ever work for the WWE.
No pointing.
No pointing.
You can do anything else. You can say wrestling and wrestler and all that stuff.
Yeah,
no
you can
pointing.
Say wrestling and wrestler and you can, you know, jump off anything you want. Just don't point.
You can jump. But you can't throw people over the top rope either.
No, over the top rope shenanigans.
That's got to go. That's ridiculous, yeah, man.
If that's an all, that's a disqualification straight away.
Right away.
Sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, what do you think about them doing the Raw last week? And basically, I don't know what they're doing. Are they hitting the reset button? What's
it
going
looks
on?
Like they're hitting the reset button because whether Vince has gone, I don't know. These fans are not taking to my guy at the minute.
Yeah. Damn it.
I don't know whether it's Triple H going, look, these guys want Brian. You've got to give them Brian somehow.
Right.
Some way.
Or just beat him again. Maybe their philosophy is let's beat Daniel Bryan again. And then maybe the fans will stop caring. I'm not saying it's right, but I think
it's not right. And they know they can beat him as many times as they want. It won't happen because they did it a couple of years back. Just having get beaten and screwed out of everything. The fans are still going
to
care.
I think it's just so funny to me that this guy, first of all, he won the title at WrestleMania. And then he has this terrible feud with Kane. Then he's...
I don't know where they were going after that. I think they were planning to do another thing with Orton.
Well, he was going to drop the title of Brock at SummerSlam.
They were going to go for the Brock feud.
So this guy was in this horrible feud with Kane, gets hurt, has to be stripped of the title, is gone for 6 months, and he comes back and he's still as popular as ever.
Isn't that the mark of a star? Because yes. Remember when Austin was out for a year?
Yeah.
With a neck injury?
And there are other guys, too, who are gone for a long time, and then they come back, and they're not nearly as over as they were. And those are the guys who you worry about. Brian did not have to deal with that at all.
Well, remember, Edge is a classic example of that.
Yeah. Yeah, he basically had to get himself back over.
He had to turn himself heel to do it. Same with remember Jericho? And we were talking about it on Throwback Vibes.
Yeah. He had to reinvent his character because his old gimmick was stale. And in fact, he's doing his
Daniel Bryan
now.
Is still using the same gimmick, same moveset, same skill set.
Same stupid chant that everybody likes.
Same chant.
Myself included, by the way. I'm sorry for calling it stupid.
Look, if you don't love the yes chant, you're not a wrestling fan.
Yeah,
right?
It's fun.
It's better than what, anyway?
Oh, my God. At least this helps. What doesn't help anyone?
It helped Austin, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right. But and this guy is like hugely popular. And he hasn't got, it's not like he's got the wrestling look either. You know, the look that everyone wants.
Right.
Man's got a big beard.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks like a nerd, basically.
I think at some point they need to do like a beard versus hair match or a beard versus mask match or something.
Well, Kane isn't wearing his mask anymore, so they can't do that.
Even if he did, it wouldn't matter. He takes it off so many times, nobody would care if he lost.
Exactly.
Do you like I don't know. Who has good hair in WWE? At some point, do you like a Tyler Breeze versus Daniel Bryan match?
With John Morrison when you need him.
There you go.
John Morrison when you need him.
Or if you want to get rid of Mysterio, because Mysterio is on his way out, you can do Mysterio versus Bryan.
How do you feel about that, by the way? I don't care.
I don't care either. He's going to go to Lucha Underground. I think he's going to be great there. And he's going to have fun.
Yeah, the thing is, right? He can't move. He can barely move. He does one match and he's injured again.
But you know what? I think Lucha Underground understands that. And WWE doesn't. Because WWE wants Ray to work house shows and work the whatever the typical schedule is for WWE guys. Lucha Underground is going to pay Ray a ridiculous amount of money to go in and maybe cut a promo or two, do like one move, and just hang out.
He was never very good at promos either, by the way.
Yeah, but he's going to... Think about the audience that Lucha Underground is aimed at.
Yeah, I know. By the way, just now, what do you think he'd go to the other company?
No.
You don't think so?
No, emphatically no.
Okay.
I just thought
I'd ask.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't know. I mean, anything can happen, obviously. It's wrestling, but I...
Well, Del Rio didn't go, did he?
Nope. He just got signed. Well, I don't think he signed, but he's doing Lucha Underground.
Yeah, and he's also doing some Ring of Honor stuff, isn't
Del
he?
Del Rio is having the best time in the world right now because he's doing so many things without signing a single contract.
Yep, that's the best part. Now, getting back to Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Getting back to Raw. It looks like they're hitting the reset button, but I think they're shooting themselves in the foot because if Bryan loses, clean or not, and you were saying we were talking about this on off air, clean or not,
right.
The fans are just going to crap on it.
Sure. I think he will lose. I think
he'll lose too.
I think they have a direction. That direction, I don't like their direction per se, but I think that's a direction. Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, and I think Roman is going to beat Brock. And then you think Rollins is going to cash in after.
I think we're going to get a cash in. But in saying that, and I don't think they should do the triple threat again anyway, because I think two times in a row.
Right. No, I think that's overkill too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what you do, man.
So this leaves Daniel Bryan versus Dolph Ziggler potentially.
Fine. As long as they don't give him like 5 minutes.
And don't open the show with him, please. Please, I'm begging you, don't open the show with him.
I would open the show with him. They'll tear it up, man.
Just a hot opener?
Yeah, they'll tear it up. That's how they like to do
it. Let's see. Triple H and Bryan got, what, half an hour last year? Maybe that's because it was Triple H and Bryan.
Of course it was. That's exactly why it was. And also because it helped
tell the story. I think Edge and Del Rio got about 20 minutes when they opened.
Yeah, it felt like longer because it was a very boring match.
Oh, it was awful, awful match. And then obviously Sheamus and Bryan got 18 seconds. But
of course. But again, that was to do a storyline more than anything.
Yes.
What if they do Sheamus and Bryan again, which is what they were planning before all the Ziggler stuff happened.
And for the last year, they've been trying in vain to turn Sheamus heel. With one thing or another, with people getting injured, they just haven't managed to do it.
You remember last year, too, they wanted to do Sheamus and Bryan again?
Yeah, they did.
What's with them and Sheamus and Bryan? This match is cursed.
Now, it's a good, well remembered because remember originally CM Punk was meant to have the Daniel Bryan role.
That's right. What if this year Daniel Bryan walks out?
That'd be hilarious. I was waiting for someone to say it. Daniel Bryan's walking out.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's... I think my prediction is that, yes, you'll get Roman Reigns and the other guy, Brock Lesnar, at WrestleMania.
You mean your guy?
My guy. And I predict that the match won't be great, but Brock Lesnar will be great, and Roman Reigns is going to
Because he's always great.
And Roman Reigns is going to do his best.
Look, if they keep it to a 20-minute match like they did with... Not even 15, 20 minutes like they did with the Orton. I really enjoyed that Orton Reigns match at SummerSlam.
Sure. This is what I expect. I expect 15 minutes of German suplexes and then a Superman punch.
Superman punch?
And then like 5 more German suplexes and then
a spear.
Yeah. That's the match. I just booked the match for you guys. You're welcome.
We need a Brock Lesnar scream and a Roman Reigns growl.
That's true too. What if they like stand like opposite corners and they just scream and growl at each other for the first 5 minutes?
I'd watch that. I'd happily watch that.
Yes. Or that could be the go home show.
Yeah. Just don't let them talk. Just have them growl and scream at each other.
Especially not Brock. Don't let that guy talk.
Now, there's a way they could do the turn and the cash in with Paul Heyman helping
Seth
Rollins.
Yeah.
Have him turn on Lesnar that way. Because if Lesnar's going, which it looks like he is.
He might. It's not definite yet.
Oh, come on. Didn't you read between the lines of what Triple H was saying? We'll talk about Triple H in a minute.
I'm not going to take anything Triple H says at face value because... he was open, but he works for the company that he's talking about.
True, true. And he also worked the fans on Raw about he's going to give stuff away. He's going to tell us what he really thinks on the Austin part. He didn't tell us nothing.
He's like, I'm going to manipulate Steve Austin. And then the show, he's like, hey, Steve, let's have a good old time talking.
Yeah, they had a good old time talking. Having a good old chat.
It was a good show, don't get me wrong. It was just funny.
It was, actually. It was better than Vince's one.
I agree.
The main event on Raw was wonderful.
Oh, man.
I really enjoyed it.
Bryan versus Rollins. First of all, Roman Reigns is being booked to look like an idiot because they're going, okay, we want you to defend your thing at the pay-per-view at Fastlane. And if you lose, then you can't go to WrestleMania. And he's just like, okay. And they even said, we're not even allowed to do this, but you have to choose. And he's like, okay. What an idiot. You won the Royal Rumble, you moron.
Yeah, just say, look, I won the Royal Rumble. I'm going to WrestleMania. Yeah,
nobody's going to deal with it. They're not going to boo you for that. I think the fans would respect him for that. Instead, he's like, okay. Well,
then again, it's Daniel Bryan, so you never know with those fans.
I don't know, man. I would respect the hell out of him if he had just said no and left.
Yeah, but that's me and you, because we think logically. The vocal, and I hate to say it, and Triple H said that as well, I hate to say it, the vocal minority.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, man. I don't care. They had to do something at Fastlane because John Cena and Rusev is not exactly
money making.
Yeah, it's not a money making feud.
Now, how do you think they're going to go with this? Because I asked you the question: do you think The Rock will be at WrestleMania? And you said yes.
Yeah, I think he'll be there in some capacity. I don't think he's going to wrestle, but I think he'll hang out.
I don't know because they keep talking like he's going to be there and doing something.
Do they though?
I think so. They keep referencing the man.
Yeah, but that's not the same as saying he's going to be here and he's going to wrestle.
Come on, the way they're referencing him and the way they're hyping him, he's... Nah.
I think he'll show up and he'll give Rusev a rock bottom and then he'll leave.
What's the point of that then? What, so Cena can just pin him?
Yeah. Keep Rusev strong. Wait,
how does that make Cena... Come on now.
Because if you want to make Rusev look strong, and this will be John Cena breaking the crazy undefeated streak that Rusev has or whatever. He's never been pinned or whatever.
Pinned or submitted.
So you can have,
he's lost, all right?
Yeah, he's lost. But you can have Rock come in, give him the rock bottom, then Cena wins. And then, yeah, you can say John Cena broke the streak, but Rusev's a heel, so he could just be like, oh, John Cena couldn't beat me without the Rock.
And then, So you're going to take it into the pay-per-view after then have Cena beat him clean there?
No, I don't know. Maybe that's the end of the feud, and then Rusev can just go on and kill other guys and rehab himself.
I don't know, man, because he's got... I don't know. I still think The Rock's going to do something. I don't know.
By the way,
I think...
Huh? Is this match actually for the United States title? Is John Cena challenging for the United States title?
No, of course not. No, he's stupid.
Wouldn't that be awesome if John Cena wins the United States title?
He's going to lower himself to win the United States title.
He starts losing to Wade Barrett. That would be awesome. I mean,
Cena hasn't won the United States title what since 2004?
Yeah, he beat Booker T for it in the Best of Seven series. I remember that. That was the first like feud that I really got into was John Cena versus Booker T.
Wasn't it meant to be? And then he got injured. It was meant to be Chris Benoit, wasn't it? Or was that was a year later. Sorry,
that was later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, those were the days.
It's like Triple H lowering himself to win the Intercontinental title what in 2001.
Those were the days when SmackDown actually mattered.
Mm-hmm. Now it's just a B show.
Yeah. That's what's happening in WWE, I think, right?
Pretty much it.
Yeah.
Basically, they're just building to Fastlane at the minute. They're not going anywhere specifically.
My question to you is this. Yeah.
Why the hell are they holding Randy Orton back?
I don't know. I have no good answer for that. None.
Because if Rollins needs to have a match at Mania, I'm sorry, he does.
Rollins is spinning his wheels.
Looking around there.
Rollins isn't doing anything. He doesn't have a feud right now for Mania for Fastlane, does he?
No.
So
where the hell is Randy Orton?
He probably comes back tonight.
We've been saying that for the last 3 weeks.
I agree. That's true. But I'm gonna say it again. He's coming back tonight. Why would he not?
He's got to
tonight?
Because he was hot before he left. Like really.
I think you need to have Rollins do something dastardly, and just before he does it, Randy Orton comes out to a huge pop and saves the day.
You need him to do it to someone that Randy Orton would care about, so the only person I can think of is Ric Flair.
I don't think it would be so much that Orton cares about that person. I think it would be more that he hates Seth, and he just wants to ruin Seth's evil plan.
Well, then you could have done it when he was attacking Edge.
I agree. That would have been awesome. Or you could have done it... I still think you should have done it last week. I think they were in a perfect spot. They were all just beating the crap out of Brian. That would have been the perfect opportunity for Orton to come back and save the day.
Well, they could have done it. You could have brought him back instead of Sting in the memorial, the old school reunion show.
That's true. You could have. Would have been less awesome, but you could have.
Would have been less awesome, but you could have.
I love that. Would have been less awesome.
That's how Randy Orton's going to be defined. It's less awesome, but it's fine.
He's less awesome, but he's great. Less awesome than who? Everyone.
Yeah. Except for he'll give us quality matches every week, and we just won't care still.
Yeah. God damn it, Randy. Stop having good matches. Pissing me off with that.
But apart from that, and you got this stupid thing where they're building the Ascension. I don't know where they're going. Were they going to have a feud with the Usos at WrestleMania?
I still want Animal to come out and just, like,
rip them?
Up. Yeah.
Oh, what, Animal? Bring Animal and Heidenreich back.
Oh, God, no. Bring back.
Come on.
Bring back Animal and Rocco. Remember Rocco?
Yes. The doll?
Yes. They should have a doll. You know they should have WrestleMania? They should have a doll, like an inanimate object battle royal. And it's like a.
Socko,
Rocco.
Cobra.
Cobra's there.
Cobra's there. Who else?
Head's there.
Oh yeah, Head.
Head's gonna win. He's got to go over.
You think?
I think so, man.
Head and shoulders.
You can bring back. You can bring in Yoshihiko from Japan.
There you go.
The ladder from Japan. It'd just be crazy.
Yeah, you got. You know, the ladder's got to be there. Chairs.
Get Joey Styles to call it and just make it as extreme and over the top as possible.
What's possible? There you go.
Watch it.
We've just booked another. Booked another match at WrestleMania that we'll never get to see.
Oh, the inanimate objects battle royal. Jesus, that'd be awesome.
But you know who's going to win, don't you? The Andre the Giant trophy. Because it's just bigger than everything.
Oh, that's right. You know what they would call this? They would call this the Irresistible Force meets the Inanimate Object.
Of course they would.
That's what they should call it. Oh, man. I love wrestling sometimes. Shall we go to our interview?
We should.
We sat down and we talked with Trina Michaels, who has a great thing going on for you at WrestleMania weekend. If you'd like to go on a special date with the illustrious manager, your chance is coming up in March. Our interview with Trina Michaels on the People's Podcast on thingsdesays.net. Very cool guest on the line right now. You can actually win your very own date with her for WrestleMania weekend. There's so many things going on for us for WrestleMania weekend, including winning a date with our guest. Trina Michaels is on the phone. Trina, good to have you on. How you doing?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
We're good. Excited to have you on. Before we get into anything else, I'm sure people are super excited to figure out how they can score this date with Trina Michaels. What do they got to do, and when does this contest start?
What do they got to do? I'm probably going to start it like March 1st. I haven't hammered out all the details yet, but you will be able to buy raffle tickets and I will select probably two lucky winners, and I'll announce the winning raffle numbers on Twitter and stuff. So stay tuned on my Twitter for full details.
There you go. Stay tuned. You can figure out how to do that. So you're going to be a part of the WrestleMania weekend festivities. Have you ironed out all the things you're doing that weekend?
I have not. It's my hometown, so, you know, I'll definitely be out and about. You know, I'll be popping up at the WWE and live shows for sure. That's my crew. So I'll be around there, and I might check out some of the indie shows in the area. Probably Hood Slam and maybe BTW. We'll see.
Yeah. There are a lot of shows, sprinkling the NorCal area, actually. So that's your
running that weekend.
That's your hometown. Yeah.
Yes.
So you're yep. San Jose
408, baby.
There you go. Represent the 408. It's pretty exciting that they're finally getting the WrestleMania. I mean, how long have you been kind of keeping your eye on this? Because the new stadium has been in the works for a while. Have you gotten a chance to check that stadium out yet?
I actually have. Last time I went to visit my family, I got to go take a tour of the new stadium. It's very, very nice. Yeah.
Awesome.
Although I do blame the new stadium for my 49ers crappy football season, but whatever.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons. I don't know if that's all of the reasons. I don't know.
And some other things too. But I'll just blame it on the stadium.
Mainly the Oakland Raiders. They spoiled everything. Like they always do.
Right.
Very cool. So WWN Live is doing a bunch of shows this weekend. You've been involved in the Dragon Gate, in the Evolve, and most recently in the FIP, World of Things. Manager extraordinaire, some have called you.
Yes. Manager of champions. My tag team is the current FIP tag team champions. We won the belt the last show. So coming up on February 20th will be our first defense of the title. So I'm pretty excited for that.
There you go. And then going in for the WrestleMania weekend, hopefully still managing some champions. Or if not, I'm sure you'll pick up some more champions by then. So I want to go back through your career here because I'm looking at some of your highlights. Talk about working with Jon Moxley during his last couple of shows in the WWN Live universe before going over to WWE. And of course, now he's Dean Ambrose. What was he like working with him just before he was set to make the transition?
It was Mania Weekend in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And he's definitely a unique character, that's for sure. A very talented mind in the wrestling world, for sure. I don't think I was quite prepared for him, honestly.
I don't think anybody is. I think I ask people who know Dean Ambrose or Jon Moxley or whatever you want to call him, and I think that's always the answer. Yeah. I was never quite ready for.
Yeah, he's intense, but definitely a genius at what he does for sure.
So you got involved in pro wrestling. You made the transition over from the adult entertainment industry. What was that transition like for you in terms of making those connections and doing your first show was an XPW reunion show? That must have been quite the experience, quite the transition.
Yes. I don't think I'd ever really been around anything like that. So it was definitely a cool experience. I just got asked to do it as a favor for a friend. I was like, cool, yeah, why not? And I had no idea it was about to set me off on this course and take me into the world of wrestling. But I'm very grateful it has. It's been a very cool ride so far. It's been a little tricky trying to, you know, cross over from my previous field into wrestling.
Sure.
And, you know, people tend to judge me before they really know me, so it is kind of hard to get people to get past the stigma, but I think I'm doing a good job at it.
Let me ask you.
I'm still here. I'm still doing my thing in wrestling. So
yeah, you are. Let me ask you about this because this has been kind of a topic on the online wrestling community lately. China has recently been coming up in discussions because of the WWE Hall of Fame and something Triple H said in an interview recently. What are your thoughts on the fact that Triple H's mindset, who's obviously the heir to be for WWE. His mindset that China will probably not be a part of the WWE Hall of Fame just because of her other career choices. In your mind, is that a smart move on WWE's part, business wise, or is that open for discussion?
I think that's a little bit unfair because, you know, she did a lot during her time with WWE and stuff, and she was a big name, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So I think it's a little bit unfair to write her off just because of something she chose to do afterwards. You know, she wasn't representing them anymore. She was representing herself, and she made a choice, and it was hers to make. So I don't think that should affect it, right?
And WWE they make it a point anyway to separate the characters from the personality. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're right. I think
playing two sides often. It's a bit unfair on China, who, like she said, was a big integral part of DX in the Attitude Era. Mm-hmm.
Was it difficult for you?
She should be recognized for her accomplishments within WWE and not, you know, for what she did on her own time.
Yeah. When you made the transition, was it difficult for you adapting to working in front of an audience and having to play a character in front of an audience, or did your experience before, because there's still some acting involved, was the experience for you a little easier since you had already been working in the entertainment industry?
It definitely gave me an advantage because I am used to putting on that kind of show, you know, but it's completely different at the same time when there's a live audience and people screaming at you and, you know, yelling things at you. And it's hard to tune them out sometimes and concentrate on what you got to do.
Have you ever, go ahead, Fraz.
I was going to say, were you a wrestling fan before? So had you like studied other managers before you kind of went in?
I was a fan during like the Attitude Era. I hate to say it, but that's about it. That's about the only time I was ever like a fan, I guess you could say.
You're not alone in that, by the way.
I'm sorry?
You're definitely not alone in that regard. A lot of people fell off after a certain point. But if you're an Attitude Era fan...
I mean, I will always be a fan, at heart, but, you know, I have other things to do.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't make me any less interested in what I'm doing. You know, I still watch what I need to and pay attention to the things I need to help develop my character. So.
Absolutely.
Coming in... okay, so doing XPW after the Attitude Era, watching the Attitude Era, it's funny because we think the Attitude Era is pretty extreme, and then you go to XPW and you're like, oh, the Attitude Era was a walk in the park. It was nothing. And then you went on.
Well, I've always been known for being a pretty hardcore person, so.
There you go. In fact, tell me, have you ever had to like go off on a fan for yelling at you too much? Because I know you have a nickname for being quite moody sometimes in the if people set you off.
You know what? I love yelling at little kids in the crowd.
Yes!
They're the best. They're so like passionate about it, and it's just like I love turning around and yelling at them because it's just thinking like, oh my god.
Yeah, why not yell at kids? They're not getting yelled at home. They might as well get yelled at wrestling shows.
Right? Somebody has to teach them some respect.
There you go.
That's right. Lay it down, Moody Michaels. Let's talk about this, because you actually, MySpace, remember MySpace? You actually,
oh, God.
It was because of MySpace, I'm hearing, that you actually hooked up with Conan, and you got to actually work for AAA. Is that right?
Yes. I got to do the... Christmas show for AAA when they were in Tijuana. So, you know, I was right there in LA, you know, make the 2-hour drive, whatever, right, across the border.
That's a completely different audience. How is that compared to the American crowd?
It's pretty crazy because I don't speak any Spanish. So I have no idea what these people are saying to you, but, you know, you just still go out there and do your same thing, just yell at them and be a bitch.
Yeah, yelling is a universal language. You just...
Yes. Although they do throw things, which American audiences don't really do, so...
Yeah, how is that?
That can be a bit crazy.
Yeah, have they thrown... Because I know they have this... There's, like, a cultural thing where, like, they can throw tortillas and stuff. It's very... I mean, if you look at it from a non-lucha perspective, it's really weird. But what kind of things were they throwing at you that night?
The only thing I remember is getting hit in the boob with a lime.
Oh, that's the worst. Hurt. You didn't happen to have a tequila shot, on the other hand, did you? You could have just kind of
fixed it. I did not, unfortunately. I could have just picked it up and...
Yeah. Thanks for that, angry fan. So MySpace. Also, getting hooked up with Mick Foley and actually getting to do something with Mick. How is Mick as somebody putting stuff together and then getting to go and have an in-ring confrontation with the guy?
He's definitely another genius. You know, another hardcore person like me, so maybe that's why we get along so well. But I don't know. He's cool.
he does seem pretty cool. Did Mr. Sacco make an appearance at all? Did you get to be introduced?
He did. He made an appearance. That was for, geez, that was a while ago. That was for RCW in San Antonio, Texas. And yes, Mr. Sacco made an appearance. And if I remember correctly, Mr. Sacco got the pleasure of touching my boobies as well, but that was just a distraction so I could give a low blow. So.
Let's go. There you go. You even put put him in his place.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
titties, the only weapon they can't ban from ringside. That's what I say.
That's right. Oh, that's absolutely true. You can't get rid of that. You can't neutralize that threat. That's a fact.
No.
So we're moving along, and you're managing. You have your promos on YouTube. If people want to check them out, we have a link to your YouTube channel in the description for this podcast. What is for you been sort of the hardest thing about figuring out how to put a promo together, or how to talk in front of people? There's not much talking involved until you get to that manager role.
Yeah, it's kind of intimidating because. If you know me in real life, I'm very shy and quiet. I don't like to talk. So it's kind of, you know, stepping outside of my comfort zone. But that's good, you know, because that's how we grow and change, I guess. Adapt. I don't know. I kind of feel, I'll be honest, I kind of feel like I slipped a little bit with my promo skills. So I'm trying to get back to that. I have a lot of things I want to say. So I'm trying to put it together in ways that make sense.
Yeah, just get back on that microphone and keep writing. Yeah. Do you
think... just yell? Just yell at people.
Yeah, there you go. Follow the Soraya Knight rule. Just scream the whole time.
Just scream.
What's your take on wrestling in 2015? In my mind, and you can agree or disagree, and your opinion is more credible than mine, obviously. Managers, do we need more of them? Do we need less of them? I don't think there's enough of them right now on the wrestling scene.
I agree.
I don't think so either. I agree with you. I think they're underutilized. They definitely add a different perspective to the matches and stuff. You know, it allows you to do a little bit more than you would just be able to do if it was just the wrestlers out there by themselves. So I definitely think they could be used more than they are. You know, and then being a female, it's definitely a challenge to get taken seriously as the manager role because everybody just wants to put me as the TNA valet.
Right.
But, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm out there. But I'm also the leader of this group. So, you know, I'm trying to make people understand that.
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. Yeah, the word valet gets thrown around a lot in wrestling. And I think that's
too much.
Just,
I think. Yeah.
Wrestling's very, and I think it's changing slowly but surely, but it's still a very patriarchal or it's very male dominated sort of thing. Breaking into it, making a transition, and of course, you have that stigma behind you. What were some of the struggles trying to break in and tell people, hey, I'm a credible manager. I can talk. I can work with the guys and highlight them. What were some of the troubles in getting into that at first?
Well, I would definitely say I'm still struggling with that. I'm kind of at a good place right now. I've been a little frustrated the last couple of years, you know, trying to find that place and a role that I fit into. So I've kind of, you know, I always ask for the mic, but I don't usually get it. Right. So, you know, I've kind of just bided my time and, you know, reminded myself that everything happens in its own time and when it's supposed to. So now I'm kind of like, all right, I need to start establishing my dominance again and reminding you people just exactly who you're dealing with.
That's right. And you will be reminded of this on February 20th and again during WrestleMania weekend because Trina Michaels is actually raffling off some dates. That's right. You can win a date with Trina Michaels. And once that information
becomes... But you got to keep your hands to yourself. That's all I got to say. Or you will get smacked.
That's right. Oh, man.
Yeah.
She's going to lay the smack down on thy candy ass. Yes. So just keep an eye on Trina's Twitter in the month of March, and you'll find out how you can win one of two dates. Is that correct?
Yes.
One of two dates at WrestleMania weekend. Imagine that. You get to say, I went to WrestleMania and I went on a date with Trina Michaels. That's one. Yeah. Before we go, Trina, I have a question.
You make all your friends jealous when you go back to your little podunk town.
That's right.
See who I got to hang out with last weekend while you were home bored.
Well, you were home churning butter. I was hanging out with Trina Michaels in San Jose, man. There you go. Before we wrap up, Trina, do you have any fun or crazy stories from the road or from a show? Because I know wrestling people, they're very colorful people, and they get into some crazy shenanigans sometimes.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. My mind is blank. I don't have anything. I don't hang out, honestly, with people. I like to just do my job and go home. So that leaves me lacking on the story, in the story department.
There you go. Well, Trina, I'm stoked that you came on the show. I hope to see you at WrestleMania. Yeah, we'll probably see you at WrestleMania weekend. It's going to be a fun time. And let people know right now where they can keep in touch with you on the social media and anything else you got coming up.
Okay. On Twitter, you can follow me at Trina Michaels. And if you want to follow my wrestling story, you can follow at Trina Mania. I do have Facebook, which is just my name, again, Trina Michaels. And YouTube is YouTube/ Trina Michaels videos. I do not have Instagram or Vine or Snapchat or any of that. So, Twitter and Facebook. That's it.
All right. Big thanks to Trina Michaels for being on the show, hanging out with us for a little bit. And thanks to you for listening.
We're always grateful.
Yeah. Is next week the pay-per-view?
No.
Okay. Well,
Week is NXT.
We'll do something next week. Maybe we'll talk about National NXT. Pro Wrestling Day. Oh, that's right. That too. Okay. Well, next week
we're going to talk about that. Well, we're going to be talking about it twice because we've got to talk about it for our next Throwback Vibes.
That's right. So next week is going to be actually kind of a newsworthy show then, because we'll be doing NXT and we'll be talking about National Pro Wrestling Day. So
is that going to be broadcast on the YouTube again?
I have no idea, but I'm going to try and get a guest on about that. So that's next week that you have to look forward to. And then on Saturday, hopefully we can put together a special Valentine's edition of Culture Might Pop. I don't know what's happening yet.
I don't know either, but we will have someone on who doesn't have anything to do on Valentine's Day.
Perhaps. And if you want to keep up with us on the social media, I'm at Des Delgadillo, Faraz is at The Wisp. Hashtag West Coast Wispy. And of course,
hashtag.
If you want to support the podcast monetarily, we would appreciate that. Faraz, let them know how you can do that.
You can, log on to your internet browser, Internet Explorer, Firefox, Chrome, those things. And then you can go to thingsdezsays.net and you can click on the thing that says, click here.
Click here.
And then it'll take you to the killer of Radio Shack, the Amazon.com that you know and love.
Hashtag Radio Shack killer. I love it.
And you can buy things there, wrestling-related things.
Yeah, or not wrestling-related things. Either one.
No. For this show, you got to buy wrestling-related things. Okay. Right? So for this show, go and buy the new Shawn Michaels book.
That's right. Available in both a book format and also
in all those things you can buy. Hardback, paperback, Kindle, and audio. I don't know if he's reading it. I doubt it.
I hope not. I hope Marty Jannetty reads it. And he just he just mutters curse words under his breath after every paragraph.
I think they're cool now.
No, man, I think he still has feelings. I would still be pissed at my friend if he threw me through a window. We could have rekindled our friendship, but I would still be upset about that.
Oh, come on, Triple H threw Shawn Michaels through a car window too.
That's true. And
look at them now.
They're thick as thieves.
I mean, and he had Triple H and Austin, and Triple H ran Austin over.
Yeah, and now we did his podcast. Yeah, we should have talked about that.
It was a fun podcast, by the way. Go and watch it.
Yeah. So buy Amazon things. But if you don't have money, well, that's fine too. Just subscribe.
No. You have money.
Subscribe to us on iTunes and leave a review and let people know that you enjoy what we're doing here at thingsdoesays.net. So that's it. We're done. Listen to the shows. Get ready. Throwback Vibes is coming next Thursday, so be prepared.
One that I know Des is very excited about.
Super stoked on it. And if you're not ready, well, then Faraz has got two words for you.
Piss off.